Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Come on, let's go.
Welcome back to the Starlight 14 Drive-In. We are here. It is retro night. It is class reunion night. Those Were the Days is here live. And we just played one from the king of the soundtracks, Kenny Loggins, and from Footloose. Bo Hendricks is here with me. He's got his 90s windbreaker on.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, we were getting a little rain. And so I thought it's only appropriate that I put something on that's a little more akin to the night.
Yeah.
It's not 80s, but it's
retro.
Close.
Yeah,
it's 80s adjacent.
Thanks to Tim Thede, Adam Hess, they put on some of our supposed senior pictures.
Yeah, that's it was creative.
Yes, it was. I think my favorite was Bill Twining in a singlet. You know, I think that was.
I thought that was actually legit. I didn't know that. I thought that was real.
And Adam Hess.
Yeah, well, yeah, being an IT guy,
he was pretty good. Yeah,
actually, my favorite was Hank.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Number one Arkansas
fan. The Arkansas stuff.
Yes.
Sure. Good stuff. Well, they're showing 16 Candles and Spinal Tap 2. Have you seen 16 Candles?
I have. Although, I would say I really like 16 Candles. It's right up there. I don't know if it beats Breakfast Club for me, but I really do love 16 Candles.
Okay, good call. 16 Candles, Molly Ringwald's first film, I believe.
It
was,
great movie.
It was the year before Breakfast Club.
Yep.
So. Chris Simonson is here. Let's see if he can give us a little bit of words of wisdom here, too. How you doing there, Mr. Simo?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well, yeah.
Nice, so, nice to be here this evening.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
16 Candles, have you seen that?
Yes, in fact, I can probably speak along with the dialogue as as the movie's going on. I'm a huge Paul Dooley fan.
Oh,
so,
sure.
You know, playing the father in the film does such a great job. Yeah, love 16 Candles.
They really kind of captured that youthful spirit of the 80s.
They did. There's so many cool little clicks that, you know, really come to fruition in Breakfast Club, you know, in the characters there. But yeah, John Hughes had a great handle on all the different groups, all the different personalities, you know, from the dance. The geese
yes.
in the yeah, I won't go any further, but yeah, good film.
Anthony Michael Hall is so good in this, and I was reading the other day because I wanted to be up on this because we were going to be here and talk about it. But they had a whole bunch of people audition for that, like several hundred and well-known actors, and I guess they all came in with black horn-rim glasses and tape on the glasses, and Anthony Michael Hall just came in and. It was just him. And they're like, well, that's what we're looking for. You know, it's got somebody that's real. And he really captured the part well.
He did. He was just fantastic. And, you know, it was so great to see his career as it changed, you know, as he matured, you know, seeing him in Edward Scissorhands play such a different role as opposed to what he did for younger things. And what was the Stephen King based TV series that he was in?
You know, Bo?
I'm drawing a blank.
But yeah. Great actor. Yeah.
Definitely is. And he was a member of the Saturday Night Live cast for a while as well.
Oh, that's right. He was there for a couple of years.
Yeah, he was.
Yes. You almost forget that.
Yeah, you do. Good stuff. The Outdoors had a good run. Lots of nice movies this year. And this is the next couple of weeks, our retro night. Are you going to stay for Spinal Tap 2, or is that past your bedtime, Simo?
That's past my bedtime. I've got to be in the pulpit tomorrow morning. So I think I've got my sermon finished up, but... I don't want to fall asleep during one of the hymns.
Yeah, probably not a good thing.
Not a good choice, no.
Well, thanks for coming out and seeing us here.
Well, yeah, great to be here.
We hope a lot of people will stop and see us. If you ever seen your picture, you get in for $2. If you don't, it's still a reasonably priced night of entertainment. How about another one of Kenny Loggins' soundtrack songs from the Top Gun soundtrack? It's called Danger Zone.
Season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching. all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Madman drums, bombers, Indians in the summer with the teenage diplomat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With his very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Oh, she was blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. See if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Touch is gonna make it through the night.
Those were the days, my friend, live from the Starlight 14 Drive-In. It is so good to be here tonight and see some shiny faces coming in. Mr. Tony Johnson is here. Didn't bring his senior picture, but Otherwise,
I'll post it online. It'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
It'll
be there. Equal time, because Holly, you know, you had to embarrass her.
I'm sure my post will get way more views than hers. Yeah.
Holly kind of looks the same, though.
She kind of does, minus the aquanet, you know, and big hair. So.
This is true. I think about all the things that you guys have done, and I know that you learned a lot during the COVID year, but you've got dance recitals here. You've had weddings here. Tell us a little bit about some of the things where you've been thinking outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we're so excited to have Taylor Swift. I mentioned it before, the kind of release party for her new album.
And she'll be here, right?
And, well, I wish. I might. Travis might have an away game or something like that. But, you know, we started really... with a Garth Brooks concert. And that was the first thing that we did here. And it really pushed us besides the dance recitals. So we've had a lot of different content. We love that. And we love classic movies. We love new movies. And, you know, we were talking before about the movie schedule. And really we want to start in March and we want to end up in, you know, November. So hopefully we get some good breaks and some good weather.
Well, weather is cooperating with us tonight, other than just a few showers.
Absolutely. It's a great night to come out to the Starlight, see 16 Candles and Spinal Tap 2, and so it's a beautiful evening in the valley.
I think people, if they're a little apprehensive about the weather, I believe it's going to pass us by here before movie shows tonight, right?
I think so. I think Bo, the meteorologist, says it's all clear on the Western Front.
Hold me to it.
Yes.
What was the biggest showing this summer here at the Outdoor? What one brought the most cars in?
I would have to say that Fair Weekend, it was Conjuring. We had a lot of people come, and that was one of the bigger ones. Minecraft was really big. And then, you know, we had a really nice summer, and we look forward to just taking it into the fall. But, you know, probably that was our big one. Superman was pretty big, and always Jurassic is a home run.
And you do the Christmas movies again this year, do you?
Yeah, we're going to slide in a Christmas movie, holiday movie, Polar Express. And, you know, depending on the weather, we'll go as long as we can.
We hope it goes a long time. Like, you know, how about all 12 months of the year you have something at the Starlight? Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be cool? I was just reading something about a drive-in in Pennsylvania, and they play all year round. And it's crazy, but these people have really committed to it, and they make it their business, and they're kind of their fun career.
Their weather would be similar to ours.
Yes, and I was like, wow, that has probably some obstacles to get through, but they tailor it, so really super awesome. I think there's a YouTube video of it on CNBC, and really, really kind of cool, kind of inspiring.
Some years you'd really have to plow some snow to get the cars in there.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, but we've had some breaks where you know, November is really, really nice, and October's been almost like August. So we're hoping for that.
We will have a trivia question coming up here in just a little bit. I don't have the actual trivia bell from Those Were the Days here because, I mean, it's so risky to bring it out here. I don't want somebody to it'd be like somebody taking the Mona Lisa, really, you know. But I've got a fill-in. So we'll be ringing that in a little bit and giving people a chance to maybe win some big prize. We have some Those for the Days t-shirts. Unfortunately, they got wet. So you'd have to take them home and put them in the dryer if you win one tonight. Hey, let's get up and do this. I've got a new hip, so I think I can almost do the twist. How about it, Mr. Fabulous?
Do the splash.
should see my smiling sister. She really knows how to rock. She knows how to twist.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your bad bags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
You can always see brand new movies that are showing all across the land right here in Richland Center. I asked Tony Johnson this week what is showing at Center Cinema in downtown Richland Center.
Roses, which it looks really, really funny, and it's a 20th Century Fox Disney product. Looks really great. And then the second week of Downton Abbey.
To find out what is showing and showtimes, you can always go to richlandmovies.com. We'll see you at the movies at Center Cinema and the Starlight 14 Drive-In.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
After a tough day of dance competition, the WRCO Solid Gold Dancers always stop at Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery for a great cone, awesome meal, or they might take home some butter or some great groceries. Stop by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, and find out more.
Town Taxi, Richland Center's only locally owned and operated public transportation service, is the home of the Free Ride Fund. The Free Ride Fund is about giving back, and you can help today. Giving back in the form of transportation. That's right, we offer free healthcare transportation to those in need, giving our senior and disabled residents the freedom to spend their money on more enjoyable things. If you or your organization would like to help, call 608-647-3114 today. Town Taxi, keeping RC on the move.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, welcome back to the Starlight 14 Drive, and we're having a great time here. We are live. Those were the days tonight. We've only done this a couple times. We were at the Starlight a couple of years ago and introduced a couple of classic movies that night. Must be a big doings, because Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall is here. How you doing there, Todd?
Doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me out here.
Awesome. Did you go to 16 Candles when it was first released at the Starlight 14 Drive-In?
I actually went to it at the Center Cinema, but yes, I did. I remember when it came out, and it was a huge hit, and my generation can quote that film.
I think of all the 80s movies, because there was a poll online, you know, about what movies should show, and I mean, I love Ferris Bueller, which is just awesome as far as 80s movies. Breakfast Club is good, but in 16 Candles, I don't think I saw it in the theater or at the Starlight, because a title like that, I kind of thought, oh, that's some chick flick, but then I saw it, like, probably on VHS. Probably rented it from Ed Super Value.
When you rented your VCR.
Yeah, $30 down to take the VCR home.
That's right.
And I thought it was a wonderful movie, funny movie.
Well, and I mean, John Hughes just dominated that era, right? And
oh, yes.
All of those, the movies we're going to list off, he probably did 80% of them. And this one really launched him, from my memory. And what happened in my case is my sister had a boyfriend from basketball at the time, and they went to the movie because that's what you did, and they thought that movie was amazing, so they told me, and I went with my friends, and I thought they were right. And then when HBO showed it, which in those days anything HBO showed played about 87 times.
Yes, it did.
I probably watched it 85 times. Great movie.
No doubt about it. So you were also at another function tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, I want to congratulate publicly the Church of the Nazarene in Richland Center, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary. And the pastor down there, Jonathan, reached out and asked me if I would just say a few words from the city to the church. And man, the place was packed. It's such a friendly place, such a warm, open atmosphere. And they even let Bill Twining speak.
Wow.
Which I thought was nervy on their part, kind of bold.
Especially when he spoke an hour about wrestling at the Bi-State tournament in lacrosse.
Is he doing a wrestling speech at the church? I didn't ask. But those people were so nice to Kim and I tonight. And I think when something has lasted 100 years, you should stop and reflect. And they had a lot of great photos of the generations gone by scrolling. And so many great people that I recognized. And I think that's what I said to them. Is that their setting and their church is still very friendly, and we had old school socialization. And I said, your church is still open and friendly, as is the city of Richland Center, which is the way I see it.
The other thing that I like to say is when we talk about Richland Center to other members of our civic media group, I always brag about the fact that we have a roller rink here, we have a bowling alley, we have an outdoor movie theater. Not a lot of communities can brag about that anymore, Todd.
No, it's true. And another thing that came up, I was speaking to some high school students the other day, just impromptu. I just saw a few kids, and as we talked, more of their friends pulled up and started to talk to me. They didn't know me, and then they want to know why the mayor's talking to them. A little nervous look. They're, no, I just wanted to say hi, you know. And I said to them, I said, did you know when I was a kid here, there were 3 ball diamonds in Richland Center? There were only 3, and that site has 2 now. I said, but happened to be at the high school. I said, look at all the diamonds here. Did you know North Park wasn't even there? The ball diamonds, the soccer fields. We have an indoor pool as part of Simons. We have a bike trail all the way to Lone Rock. We have disc golf. We have a dog park. All of these things. And I thought back to when Phil and I would have been in that age group that they are now. We had a fraction then of what we have now. And this small community has done a great job with city-provided and county-provided amenities, but also, as you just said, we still have this really fun drive-in movie. There's still a roller rink here. Things that people still enjoy, and the diversity of things to do. And I think it's so much fun to just come out here and see my friends. I see Tony Johnson out here tonight, and I want to thank the Montrese and the Johnsons for making sure we didn't lose the movie theaters when that had a chance to happen.
That is exactly right. So I know that you had a chance to see Joan Jett and Billy Idol. Thank you for the T-shirt, by the way.
Right?
Joan Jett concert shirt.
Yeah, I did. I brought. Phil thought I was kidding. I brought him home a Joan Jett concert T-shirt, so I'm sure he'll be seen about town in that.
Yeah. I had my choice of Bad Reputation or just the tour. I took the tour one.
I did. I texted him and asked him if he wanted one, had the lyrics from one of Joan Jett's first hits. It's a song called Bad Reputation, and I don't think I'll repeat the lyric into the microphone, which is why Phil did not choose that T-shirt.
Yeah, you know, being out in the public, you know, ain't cool.
You have
a swear word on your shirt? Come on.
It was pretty interesting thing to me. Here we are 40 years after their peak as performers, and both of their voices, they still sound like they did, which impressed me very much. I mean, these guys, Joan's like over 70 and Billy's getting close, and they're still up there doing it, and the crowd had a blast. It's kind of funny when there's a bunch of 63-year-old dentists and accountants trying to sing Rebel Yell. It was a good show down in Milwaukee.
That's what music does, though. It takes you back. You know, you're young again for a little bit.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of crowd sing-alongs, especially to Joan Jett. She really knows how to lead a crowd in sing-alongs. And her songs aren't complicated, right?
No, they're not.
But the people were having so much fun. It's like, forget life for 2 hours. We're going to have a good time.
That's the key. Yeah.
You know, one other thing we haven't said. I'm really looking forward to the Spinal Tap sequel.
Yes.
I love the first one. I just love it. The one thing that really stuck in the culture was going up to 11, right? But I've literally done in city committee meetings. There's a scene in Spinal Tap where they can't find the stage door. I think they're in Cleveland and they're stuck backstage. And anytime they got stuck and had to turn around, they go, all right, rock and roll. Like Cleveland, we've done that. We'll be stuck in like a plan commission meeting or personnel and nobody quite knows what to say. And I'll do that. Rock and roll. Come on, we can do this. All right, the Richland Center. And that's from Spinal Tap. And so it's all these years later, I'm so glad they made this film.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a riot. They're going to show it next weekend with Grease, too, by the way. My favorite part of the first Spinal Tap was that silly Stonehenge where he wrote it out, and it was like only about a few inches tall.
Made it to scale or whatever.
Yeah, he made it to scale. Yeah. It was going to be grandiose, and they lowered it down, and he can't even see it, you know.
When the guy got stuck in the pod, the pod door wouldn't come open, and he's standing there through the whole song, and right at the end of the song, it lets him out.
That's right.
I actually heard an interview with Alice Cooper one time, a radio interview, and he started listing off. He said, I've seen that in a real show where somebody got stuck in a pod. He goes, I have seen this with the lights and that with it. And he's done an autograph signing in a mall where nobody showed up when his career was in a lull. All the stuff that was in the movie. And Steven Tyler, actually, from Aerosmith, when they saw the first one, they were convinced it was about their career.
Really?
Absolutely convinced.
Loosely based on them.
Because at that point, Aerosmith had fallen apart. They weren't recording, they weren't doing things together, and they certainly weren't popular then. It's before the Run DMC launched them back. And they watched that, and they felt like they're talking about us up there, which they weren't. But I mean, it's funny to me when you hear those real rock stars from that era seeing themselves in what was supposed to be just comedy. So that's, I think, why the film worked. It was real. It was realistic.
And Rob Reiner is back in the show as well, I see.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Good for him. I'm glad to hear that, too. Well, Phil, this is watching places starting to fill up. I mean, it's sad,
yeah.
What I saw. I think the rain is supposed to leave us alone now.
Right? By proclamation of the mayor.
Whereas and heretofore and all of that. No, I actually, before Kim and I came out, because we weren't sure, and she looked. And it looks like the rain that had been forecast is supposed to leave us alone now.
Good.
So it should be a good night to watch the movies. It's real comfortable out here.
You bet it is. We hope people will join us again. The movie, the first one starts around 7:40, 7:30, somewhere in that area. That's how long we'll be here. Then I'm going to run back to the station and take a few requests.
And we did bring, Kim and I did bring our high school senior photos.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did. Kim's got them. She's got my senior photo from way back when she used to use it to keep mice out of her bedroom. but no, she did. And I think the deal is we got in for $2 a piece.
So you spent $4 tonight.
$4 to see two movies and hang out. And I see my cousin Angie Paulson, her husband Seth, are out here, and I'm hanging out with the crew from WRCO, WRC, having a good time. I hope more people come out and join us. Two fun movies at a great venue, Starlight 14.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor Todd.
Thank you, Phil Nee.
Good to see you. Mayor Todd Coppernell joining us on WRCO. Maestro, Mr. Fabulous, if you'd take it away for us. John Parr in St. Elmo's Fire, and it works right into an 80s movie featuring the Brat Pack. Molly Ringwald was a part of that cast as well, along with anybody that was anybody in the 1980s. Thanks for joining us for WRCO Night and the Starlight 14 Drive-In and a live Those Were the Days show as well. We were talking about the Brat Pack there a little bit, Chris. Certainly a lot of actors and actresses came from that. But Rob Lowe probably has had the longest sustained career of all of them.
Yeah, I would say so. A number of them have shown up in different things. I mean, I think Ally Sheedy even showed up in a Criminal Minds episode once. But yeah, Rob Lowe has just been all over doing straight work in... West Wing.
West Wing.
Thank you. And comedic work in Community. Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec.
How about his comedy role in Tommy Boy and Wayne's World?
Oh, my gosh. I completely spaced that.
That's right. Wayne's World. That was brilliant.
Willing to laugh at himself. That's how come his career has lasted. And
yes.
Plus, he's a good-looking dude, too.
He is. He's a handsome guy, I say unequivocally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and thanks to Mayor Todd for coming out. He and Kim are parked in the back row, aren't they? Yeah, I think they're back there now.
Hey, now.
They got an early start on everybody else. Okay. It's not the real trivia bell. We're going to give away a great prize. Tony, what are we giving away here tonight at the Starlight for the people that have joined us?
Yeah, I'd like to give away a single annual pass, so for one person that can go to the indoor or outdoor for the whole, from now until end of 2026.
Okay, so we're going to give you the question again. Radio listeners, you're going to have to wait for your trivia later on tonight. So don't bother Mr. Fabulous back at the studio. It's for the people that are here at the premises. Chris, would you give us the trivia question here, and then the first person to come up and give us the right answer will win the prize.
I'd be happy to. So this is for all the folk here at the drive-in. Yep, somebody's already dropping their starting blocks, ready to go. As many of you are aware, brother and sister John and Joan Cusack appear in this movie. During the dance scene, John Cusack is wearing a T-shirt with the logo of a radio station.
Hmm.
What radio station logo is John Cusack wearing during the dance for 16 candles?
Hmm. All right. Give us the name of the radio station. The first person to come up to the table here, don't rush, don't crowd. Nope. And we'll award you that prize right here. A pass for all kinds of movies coming up here in the near future. Avatar, the next
Avatar
one's coming
is
up right before Christmas.
Yes.
Ooh, so lots of stuff. All right. As you do that, we're going to play another song that kind of goes along with the movies of the 1980s, speaking of John Cusack, who maybe held up their boombox that took probably, what, 18 D-cell batteries, held their D-cell battery boombox over their head and played this song. Say anything. Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes.
And this emptiness fills side so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. The light, the heat.
Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. Well, we have a young lady, our first lady, to come up here and give us the correct answer. Again, Chris Simonson asked the question about the radio station that adorned the shirt that John Cusack wore in the dance scene during the movie 16 Candles. Could you give us your name, young lady?
Well, this is Deb Berry from Richland Center.
And your answer is?
WLS.
You are absolutely correct.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm thrilled. This is exciting.
The winner of a movie pass for a year. Way to go, Deb.
Thank you, everybody. What a great night at the outdoor.
We appreciate that. You told me that this is easier because otherwise you have to usually hit redial, right?
That's right. Tonight I just had to run. I had to beat the crowd up here so I could be the first one to answer.
And you told me that where you're parking there, that's a familiar spot for you.
Yes, Tim and I have been parking there since I got my driver's license, and I don't want to say what year, but since I turned 16, and I had a 65 Chevy station wagon, that, if we took the spare tire out, he could fit in the wheel well, so that we saved the money getting in.
You know, the statute of limitations is worn off. Different owners. I don't know. Bill Muth's not going to come after you, I don't think. So.
I've confessed to Bill Muth many times. I've bragged to him how many times we got in.
Or did you ever hide in the corn and come sneaking across?
Never.
That's awesome. So with that station wagon, did you back it in so you could lay in the back and watch it?
No, I don't recall doing that, but it did have a nice tailgate. But when my sister Susan was driving it, when she was 16, they used to make us sit on the roof and never come off the roof when they were coming to the outdoor, wearing her friends. So, I mean, that station wagon was here a lot.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for the answer. Do you remember the WLS jingle? Can you sing that?
No, and he just gave me a hint, and yeah. I still wouldn't sing it for you.
And it is another radio station, but I don't care. WLS, Chicago. All right. Thank you, Deb. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. What a great night.
You bet. Good to have you here. Again, we're at the outdoor. Bo Hendricks is here. Having a good time?
I am having a good time. And you know what? My first car also was a station wagon.
Was it?
Yes, it was. It was a Tracer. Yeah. It was a manual.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to learn in that. I remember learning how to drive in that. And we pulled up to a four-way. And I couldn't get it into the right gear. And I was sitting there just... and trying to get it to go. and there's cars behind me beeping, and my dad's just kind of quietly looking at me, and I'm just like, no, I got this. I got this. And I didn't have it.
You always had to make sure that you had the clutch pushed in when you started it. Did it have a safety feature, or could you, with when you turned the key, could you jump forward?
My dad was my safety feature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was, no, it's that. You put your foot there, and I was just like, you know, deer in the headlights.
Sure.
But I learned, and it was a good car for what it was. You know, it got me around. So
they tell me that those cars now, if you have a manual transmission, it's the least likely to get stolen because most people don't know how to drive it.
That's its own safety feature. Forget having the club or whatever they did, you know, back in, you'd put that thing in there and on your steering wheel. You just make sure it's manual and you're set to go.
You're good to go. You're golden, daddy-o. Hey, let's go back with some more music. We'll turn it back to Mr. Fabulous. We hope to see more of your shining faces out here and your shining headlights at the Starlight 14 Drive-In. We are here for 16 Candles and Spinal Tap 2 tonight.
Again. make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
A&W, try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W, try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop.
I did.